We're continuing in Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Birchas Oreach, Halacha Dalet, in the middle of paragraph Lamed Dalet. Rav Nosson Zal says that through Shleimus Emuna, through the Tzaddik, we're Zeichet to Emuna, through which will be Zeichet to Chiddush Olam of the future, Shaydeze Zeichet LeKoil Hanigan Shiyaser Losit, which is what's going to lead to that beautiful song that's going to be played in the future. Shehu koil hamoichia choroi, which corresponds to the sounds of the tzaddik who's qualified to reprimand Jews the right way. Kemavura ba toiranal, as is explained in Likutei Moran in the second half, chapter 8, the Torah Tikku Techocha, which this chapter of Likutei Halachos is based on. Ayin Shem, look over there in Likutei Moran. V'zehu v'derech chayim toichachas musar kanal. And this is why the pasuk says over there that this path of life is toichachas musar. Shezoichen al yidei ha-toiro l'skarev la-tzadik, shenikro chayim. Shehu b'madrei ha-govoya kol kach, ad sheyesh lo koyach lo hichiach es Yisroel. That through the Torah, a person is able to find that tzadik who is on such a high, high level, because Rabbeinu Zal over there says in Likutei Moran that to be qualified to reprimand a Jew, you have to be the greatest tzaddik. That's very, very hard. So through the Torah, person zeicha to find the tzaddik, that the Torah is derech chayim, which leads you to, it's the derech, it's the path to chayim, to the tzaddik, who's qualified to give toichachos musar. Shezeo b'chinas toichochos musar. Kizeh ha-tzadik u'emes, sheyesh lo iruach ha-kodesh, sheyesh lo koyach levarer ha-medama v'amuna kanal, because this true tzadik, who has a b'china of ruach ha-kodesh, who has a super birur ha-medama, who has this shleimus u'emuna, hu zoicha l'koil ha-nigen sheyesh ha-losid, he's the tzadik who zoicha to that song of the future, which is what qualifies him to be worthy of reprimanding Bnei Yisrael. As Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran, Ayin Shom. Look over there where Rabbeinu Zal explains this. Paragraph Lamed Hey. Zeh Ma Shom Razal, and this is what the Gemara says, Dovor Tzivol Elef Doir. Shakadosh Baruch Hu Rotzo Litenis HaToiro LeElef Doirois. Hashem wanted to give the Torah after 1,000 generations. V'ro she'ein ho'ilo miskayin. And he saw that the world couldn't handle it. Because he wanted there to first be 1,000 generations of human beings in the world, and then give the Torah. But Hashem saw that if the world goes 1,000 generations without Torah, there ain't going to be no world. They're not going to make it. So what did he do? Omad unesona l'chovov doiros. So Hashem ended up giving it in after 26 generations. From Adam HaRishon till Moshe Rabbeinu is exactly 26 generations. So now what happened with the other 974? The Tov Tov Kufayin Dalet Doirois Omad Ushesolon B'chol Dor V'dor. The other 974 generations, Hashem moved them back like, and he sprinkled them in each one of those 26 generations. V'hein hein azei ponim shevedor. And they are the troublemakers of the generation. This is what the Gemara says. Rav Nosson Zal asks, V'lechoyra zeh inyan tamu amoid. This seems to be very, very incomprehensible. Mei kora mai kosovar, eicho yev shaloyla meskayim b'loy Torah. What did Hashem think originally? How in the world did Hashem think that the world was going to exist for 1,000 generations without Torah? Don't we all know that the world was created for the Torah, for the sake of the Torah? Kama Yisham Razal, as the Gemara says, V'gam l'fi divrei Razal nira shemach mashashim izborach ro, shadoiro ishem reshoim, v'lo yuchal oilom l'skayim al yodam, Alkein miher losis esatora l'chavav doiros. And look at the answer that the Gemara gives. So Hashem ended up giving it after 26. And what about the other 974 generations? He moved them back, and they're the troublemakers. So we see the Gemara is acknowledging that for that thousand generations, there's a lot of troublemakers in there. There's a lot of tzoros in there. Avolim hoyu adoros tzadikim uksherim. Whereas, if the people in those 974 generations would have been very good people, very religious people, then Hashem would have gone with plan what? Plan A, and he would have postponed, he would have delayed the giving of the Torah for 1,000 generations. This is difficult to understand. I would have thought just the opposite. Who do you give the Torah to? The bums? The bad guys? The Torah is to be given to the good guys, to the tzaddikim, to the religious people. Vim kein, im hoyo adoros tzaddikim, pshito shoyaroi shetinos l'matora miyad. Then wouldn't logic dictate that if the people in those next 974 generations were supposed to be good guys, then that should have been all the more reason for Hashem to give them the Torah, not to hold off on the Torah, to give it first to the 1,000 first generation. What kind of thing is that? The Gemara is telling us that Hashem's original plan was that he thought of delaying giving the Torah till generation number 1,001. That the first 1,000 generations shouldn't get the Torah. Then Hashem changed his mind and he decided he's going to back it up. He's going to give it after 26 generations. And then the Gemara says, what happened to all the people of the 974 that were supposed to be in the next 974 generations? You know what he did? He backed them up also. He put them into the first 26 generations, and they're the troublemakers. They're the bad guys. So Rav Nosson says, let's try to understand this. You're telling me, therefore, that Hashem understood that the people from generation 27 to generation 1000 are going to be bad guys. And therefore Hashem gave the Torah earlier. Whereas had they been good guys, if they would have been all good guys, Hashem would have left things to plan A. He wouldn't have given the Torah till 974 generations later. Why? If they were gonna be good guys, why shouldn't they have the Torah? Why in the world did Hashem have this plan of delaying giving the Torah for 1,000 generations? Rav Nosson Zal explains. Ach be'emes onu royim sheyesh tzadikim amitim gedolim kol kach shoyu yoyden lavedes Hashem Yisboruch olakayim kol ha-Torah kula afiluim loy nesona. The truth is, we find that there were tzadikim that were so great, so hot, and on so high a level, that they were able to serve Hashem and to fulfill the mitzvahs of the Torah even before Hashem gave the Torah, or even without Hashem giving the Torah. K'moy shereinu avoy soilam. As we find, for example, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. She'ovdu as Hashem Yisborach, they served Hashem very well. V'kimu es kol ha-Torah kula ad shelo nitna. And they lived by all the mitzvahs of the Torah, they fulfilled all the mitzvahs of the Torah even before the Torah was given publicly, even before you had that big ceremony on Har Sinai. K'moy Shom Razal, as the Gemara says, b'mishna, in a Mishnah, Motzinu Shekim Avram Avinu es kol ha-Torah ad shelo nitna. We find that Avram Avinu fulfilled the entire Torah before it was given publicly. U'bevadai gom b'chal dor ador nimtzom tzadikim gedolim koyle, k'moy Shom Razal. And most certainly, we have to realize that in every single generation, there are tzaddikim like that, who are capable of fulfilling all the mitzvahs of the Torah, even if the Torah had not been given publicly. Ein l'chador shein bo kavram. We find the Gemara makes a statement that there isn't a single generation which doesn't have a tzaddik like Avram Avinu in it. V'al kein, so if that's the case, that there are such great tzaddikim in every generation, then in their merit alone, even without the Torah, the world could exist. Because these tzaddikim would have the ability to teach Bnei Yisrael the right things to do, and Birur HaMedame, and Emunah Hashem, even if the Torah had not been given publicly. And then by doing that, they would instill emuna into the world. Which is the most important foundation of keeping the world going. That's why Hashem thought of delaying giving the Torah for the first 1,000 generations. The explanation for this is ki michet odam rishon nimshach zuam asanochesh boilam shehu bilbul amadam bilbul emuna. As a result of Adam and Chava eating from the Eitz Hadas, they brought trouble into the world. They brought zuam asanochesh into the world. They brought bilbul amadam into the world. Bilbul emuna. Utzrichin levarer hazuam bechol dor vador. And Klal Yisrael have to fix that up, have to try to repair that in every generation. And this filth that was introduced into the world as a result of Adam and Chava eating from the Eitz Hadas, this will not be resolved completely until Bias Moshiach, as is written in the writings of the Arizal. It's just that the true tzaddikim in every generation, they correct it a little bit. Until this birur will be completed and the world will be repaired completely. Therefore, Hashem's plan was to delay giving the Torah until the world first got cleaned up completely from the mess that was made by Adam and Chava eating from the Eitz Hadas. That was why Hashem wanted to wait that 1,000 generations. Uritzayno yisbor achoyo, Hashem's intent was, shatzakim shebachol dor vador, sheyoidim lovdoi belina sinas ha-Torah kanal, that the true tzaddikim in each generation, Avraham, Yitzchak, Moshe, Aharon, you know, the Yehoshua, Shmuel HaNavi, that all of these tzaddikim would repair the generations without the Torah even being given publicly. They knew the Torah privately. Didn't need the whole book. Heim yikaimu esoylam, v'yilmadu das esoylam, v'yamshichu emura boylam, v'yoru lahem b'chol dor dor esaderach yelchu bo. They would be the ones to sustain the world and to teach the world sechel and to draw emunah into the world and to teach the people exactly what path to go on. Kidei shayde zeh yivaru b'chol dor v'dor v'yizachachu esoylam b'chol pa me'asigim v'apsoylas, so that in each generation they would improve things, they would clean things up, they would refine things better and better and better ad sheyushlam habirur b'shleimus ad achar elav dor, to the point where they would succeed in cleaning up the mess completely, completely, at the end of 1,000 generations. Ve'oz yitenas ha-Torah be'behirus niflo bizgalos godol. And then Hashem would come down to the world and give the Torah on Har Sinai with all the fireworks, the whole July 4th, full blast, you know, and then the Torah would be received with unbelievable clarity and perfection and everything. As will take place in the future. When Hashem is going to reveal the greatest light of the Torah, the most profound light of the Torah. The Torah is going to come forth from me, Hashem says. As is written in the Zohar HaKadosh, that in the future, the revelation of Torah that's going to be revealed in the future is going to be something like we never imagined in our wildest dreams. You know, an incredible high level of light. Keshem Yisborach rotze shalei liten es ha-Torah ad shizdakei cholom kol kach ad shiyeh batuach shalei vatlu oid shum dova me'atorah. Because Hashem wanted that the Torah should be given at a time when the world has already been purified completely, completely. So that Hashem would know that once the Torah is going to be given, everybody is going to fulfill all the mitzvahs to perfection. And the Jews would never, ever go against Hashem's Torah, Hashem's covenant. As is going to take place in the future, after Mashiach comes, there's going to be a Kabbalah's Torah then of this type. Be'ez she'igalash mizborach sisrei Torah she'izgala losi. When Hashem is going to reveal the secrets of the future. Shehu oiraiso de'atiko stimo. That's the Torah of the deepest, deepest, most hidden level. Shal zeh ne'emar b'Yecheskel, it's about this, that the Pasuk says in Yecheskel Anovi, v'chorati lohem bris chadosha. I'm going to give the Jews a new covenant. Now these other guys, these turkeys, the guys from the other religion, they quote this pasuk to imply, you know, the whole story of Yeshu. That look at this, it's a pasuk in the Navi that says about, speaks about Brit Chadasha, the new covenant, the New Testament. That's what they call it. But Rav Milstein here is showing us, you know, explaining to us what that pasuk is talking about is the future when Mashiach is going to come. Then there's going to be a revelation of a new covenant. Not like the covenant that I made with Klal Yisrael when I left Egypt, Asher Heim Heferu Es Brisi, which the Jews violated that covenant. That's why Hashem wanted to delay the giving of the Torah till after 1,000 generations. So that during those first 1,000 generations, the world would clean itself up and would get to a purity and more pure and more pure. So that afterwards, Hashem would be able to reveal the Torah. After that, those 1,000 generations, Hashem would be able to reveal the Torah on the level of purity and greatness that he intends to do the revelation of the future. So that the Jews would never, ever, ever again violate the Torah. Rav Milstein Zal touched on the fact that the original plan of Hashem was to give the Torah after 974 generations. Aval Hashem Yizborach Roh She'ein Oilam Eskayim. However, Hashem saw and realized that the world would not last that long without the Torah being given publicly. So therefore Hashem ended up giving the Torah publicly after 26 generations from Adam Rishon. What does this mean exactly? Hashem saw that unfortunately in each and every single generation, there would be azeponim, people who have chutzpah against Hashem, chutzpah against the Torah, chutzpah against the true tzaddikim. Shehem oimdim v'cholkim ala tzaddik. These people, their main gripe is with the tzaddik of the generation. Umalimim oisei, they hide him from the people. Umarchikim hoilam imenu, and they cause the world to remain distant from this great tzaddik. V'im kein eichef shar loilam l'skayim, me'achar shein yoide me'at tzaddik, sheker kiyum oilam al yodoim. And if that's the case, if they're going to succeed in blocking the world from the tzaddik, and in covering up the tzaddik, what is the world going to exist on if you're telling me that kiyum hoilam is so dependent on the tzaddik ador? And we are dependent on the Tzaddik Hador to lead us in the Derech Yishora. And for him to be the one to shine Emunah in Hashem into us, Emunah in Hashem, Emunah in the Torah, Emunah in everything that's holy, through his Ruach HaKodesh. We explained earlier, based on the chapter in the Likutei Moran that this is based on, Torah Ches in Likutei Moran Tanina, Rabbeinu Zalder explains and shows how the tzaddikim who have Ruach HaKodesh, again, each one on his level based on the generation that he's in, that's what gives them the ability to convey Emunah, to teach the limud of Emunah to all of their constituents, you know, to all the people in the generation. עד שאי אפשר לידע ממנו לסקרי וילוב מגודל המחלוקי שמרבים עליו על ידי עזוסם וריבוי לשון הרע שלהם. And if the case is going to be that these azeponim that are found in every generation are going to be mezgaber, they're going to rise up to the point where they're going to make it impossible for the majority of people to get to know the tzaddik whatsoever, or to come close to him, as a result of the tremendous machloikis that exists against the tzaddik, which has been a result of their chutzpah and lashon hara and all the things that they did to badmouth the tzaddik. Im kein eich yiskayim hoylam. If that's the case, how is the world going to exist? What's going to keep the world going? Al kein chomal Hashem yizborach haloylomoy. Therefore, because Hashem realized this, Hashem took pity on the world, v'nosan ha-toyra koydem zman alechof of doyros, and Hashem kaviyochel, as if to say he changed that plan, and he decided to give the Torah much, much earlier than what was originally conceived, to give it after 26 generations, instead of after 1,000 generations. The Pasuk said, Dovor tzivo le'elev doyr, that the Torah was supposed to schedule to be given originally after 1,000 generations. Hashem went and bumped it back in the time machine 974 generations back. V'yafal pi shadayin loy nishlam habirur. And even though, as we learned earlier, that when the Torah was given on Har Sinai, it was a magnificent accomplishment, however, it wasn't a shlemus. It did not yet bring Klal Yisrael to its shlemus, or bring the world to its shlemus, which means the birur hamedame that's required for the world to be at its shlemus was not yet achieved. V'al kein bevada yizgaber habal dovor lekalkel gam acharkach, thereby allowing the Yetzirah even after Matan Torah to make a mess, you know, to mess things up with an Egel HaZohav, with Churban Beis HaMikdash, with all kinds of things. Kimoy Shehoyo Be'emes, as we see actually took place. Shehizgaber Kol Kach HaChosu Esvegel, where the Yetzirah was able to be so effective that a few days after Matan Torah, they were involved in worshipping Avodah Zorah, solid Avodah Zorah. V'chein achar kach b'meraglim, and then the whole pagama of the meraglim, v'chein achrei moisi Yeshua, and we find what took place after Yeshua passed away, how the Jews went off the path, u'bimei ha-shoiftim v'shari adoyrois, shehizgaber b'chol pam, that the Yetzirah was successful every single time, sheyavru Yisrael ala Torah, in misleading the Jews to go against the Torah, and in each and every single case, the solution, what saved the Jewish people, was the Tzadik Hador, who pulled through at the time, as we find throughout Jewish history. Despite all of this, Ato Moroim La'olam Hashem. Hashem is always on top. Hashem always comes out on top. Ula'olam yodcho alcho elyoyna, kama shapirish Rashi sham. Rashi HaKodesh translates that pasuk, v'yatom oram la Hashem, that Hashem always wins. Hashem, lahavdil, if you remember this game, we mentioned this many times, that you put your hand on top of mine, and we see who gets his hand on top. Kaviyoch, the Torah testifies, Lo'olam yodcho alcho elyoyna, that no matter what the world goes through, no matter what Klal Yisrael goes through, the good is always eventually going to come out on top. Hashem is always going to come out on top. Ki Hashem Yizborach gedoil ho'etzo v'rav ho'aliliya, because Hashem knows everything, and Hashem has the advice, the etzo that's needed in all situations. V'nifloisov u'machshivoisov eleinu, and Hashem's miracles and Hashem's thoughts are always with us. Because with Hashem's incredible kindness, He prepared the cure before the problem. Meaning, it's only because of the fact that Hashem did give the Torah on Har Sinai, and these books are available, and all the Sfarim were written. That's what gives the Yidden in each and every single generation the tools with which to search for and find and come close to the true tzaddik of their generation. Yeah. And by coming close to the true tzaddik of their generation, they can be zeche to solid emunah in Hashem, and to come close to Hashem. And were it not for the Torah being given on Har Sinai, even if there would be tzaddikim in every single generation who know the Torah without the Torah being given publicly on Har Sinai, as we showed earlier, Avraham Avinu, Yitzhak Avinu, they knew about the Torah, they fulfilled the Torah, and those tzaddikim would have been able to lead us on a righteous path, and to inspire us with emunah shleima, ulakayim es olam, and to sustain the world. It would not have been enough. It wouldn't have been enough. The world would not have made it. Because we would not get to know anything at all about the tzaddik, based on the opposition that the leading tzaddikim of each and every single generation have against them. Whereby there's Lashon Hara spoken about against them, there's Machlekes against them, to the point where the people would not be able to search for and find and connect with the tzaddik. Avol al yidei shekvar zochino lekabolas haTorah. However, as a result of the fact that Hashem made this incredible, incredible event, that Hashem did give the Torah on Har Sinai publicly with all the shebang, which affected a major birur hamedame, not shlemus, not 100%, but a major victory for birur hamedame. And Klal Yisrael received a tremendous blast of Emunah. That's what makes it possible for the Jews and each and every single generation to be capable of searching for and finding who are the true tzaddikim, who is the true tzaddik in their generation. Till eventually we'll be zeche to come close to him. And through that tzaddik, we'll be zeche to a shlemus of birur hamedame, to correct everything that needs to be corrected. Kedei levarer hu emuna, in order to refine the emuna, kifi oisei hoes vazman, kifi oisei ador, to the degree that's needed in that particular generation, to relate to the exact circumstances of that particular generation. Now Rav Nosson Zal continues, v'zehu ma'asham razal sham, this is what the Gemara means over there. When the Gemara says, shehatof tof kufayin dalet doiros, that the 974 generations, omad u'shesolon b'chol dor v'dor, Hashem took the people from those 974 generations, and he sprinkled them throughout each one of the generations. Vehein hein ho'azei ponim shebedor, and they are the chutzpenyaks of each and every single generation. What does this mean? Ki ho'azei ponim sheyesh b'chol dor v'dor shechol kimal atzadik u'emes v'doivrim olav sora begayva v'vuz. Because the azeponim of each and every single generation who speak out against the tzaddik, whether it be during the time of Dovra Melech, you see in the Sefer Tehillim, he writes about this. There was a bezdin during the time of Dovra Melech that concluded that he ain't Jewish. He's not allowed to marry a Jewish woman. He's a mamzer, he's a moyovi, you know. They had limud, they had a tshuva, they had written a halachic psak, that Dovra Melech is not Roy Lovoy Bekal Hashem. And again, during the Baal Shem Tov, they almost succeeded in putting this person in Cherem, real technical Cherem. And Yosefat Tzadik's brothers did succeed in selling him down the river, literally, you know, and in every single generation. So those people in each generation who take on this job, Haim mehatov tov kufayin daladoyer sanal. They are people who were originally planned to be in those 974 generations. Asher kointoi b'loyes, which Hashem squished like at the wrong time. Hashem played time machine and he rolled up 1,000 generations into 26. Shehuchroch Hashem yisborach lesalkon. Kaviyoch Hashem was forced to remove them. Ulemaher liten haTorah koydem azman sherotzo, and to go ahead and give the Torah before the originally planned time, machmashero shehim azeponim, because Hashem foresaw that there's going to be this problem. There are going to be these characters. Viachleku al tzadikim, they're going to be choylik against tzadikim, ad shelo yedu mea tzadikim amitim shebechol doradora, to the point where it's quite possible that the Jews will not get to know whatsoever anything about the tzadikim in their generations. Velo yuchal hoylom l'skayim kanal, and then the world will not be able to exist. Alkein silek barachmo veselu atoftov kufayin dal doris. Therefore, Hashem eliminated those 974 generations. Venosan haTorah taketh, and he gave the Torah much before the right time, much before the originally planned time. Ve'elu hatat kufayin dal doros omadu shesolam b'chol dor, ve'hein hein azei ponim shebedor. And the Gemara says, what did he do with those 974 generations? He sprinkled them throughout all of Jewish history, and they are the chutzpah people in every single generation. What do we mean by chutzpah? These could be people wearing three-piece suits or long coats with Hamburgs and everything, and yet they speak out against the tzaddik emes. They find all kinds of reasons and rationale and logic and justifications and halacha and kabbalah and all to show how either there is no such thing as tzaddik, or if there is, he ain't the guy. He's the last guy, conceivable to be it. They are the ones who, in each and every single generation, provide the opposition for the tzaddik hador. They hide him and they cover him up. Through the tremendous machlokes that they inspire against him, umerachkim esoydom imenu, and they keep the world, they succeed in keeping the majority of Klal Yisrael away from the tzaddik. Viafal pikein, and despite all of that, achshov yochol hoylom l'skayim, the world can exist. Why? Because as a result of the Kabbalah Satorah that took place on Har Sinai, the world can exist because we do have the ability to search for, despite all of this opposition, the opportunity exists and the ability exists to search for and find the tzaddik, based on the Yesod HaEmunah that was established on Har Sinai. Shaydei zeh zochinu sheyesh lanu Yesod HaEmunah. That's what gave each and every single Jew a foundation. Ashaydei zeh yesh lanu koyach lechapis ulevakesh tzad tzadik, which makes it possible for that Jew to search for and identify who the tzaddik is. V'miyale l'shamayim shiom shelo azei ponim, and if the screams of these azei ponim will go all the way up to heaven, v'mhei mezgabrim k'moshei mezgabrim, and if they do everything in their power to fight the tzaddik, b'avoyneseinu arabim, as a result of our terrible sins, b'chol dor v'dor, in each and every single generation, lo itaseno yedehem tushia, as we say in Yiddish, sevetzegor nishtelfen, it ain't going to help them. They're not going to win. Ki yisocher pi kol doivrei shoker, because those who speak falsely, their mouths will be shut. v'chulam yichru v'yipoilu, and all of them will eventually be nichna, they'll be subdued. Ki Hashem yizborach higdim refu l'maka, because Hashem has already prepared the antidote. Ki kvar kibalnu es ha-Torah akdoisha, Hashem prepared the vaccine. We've received the Torah on Har Sinai. Hashoy deze yeshlonu b'chinas oyer v'ner levakei shal yideze es ha-tzadik o'emes. We mentioned earlier that there's a pasuk kiner mitzvah v'torah or. What do you use a candle for? Jews use a candle once a year for a special mitzvah. What is it? Searching. A candle is used to search for chametz. The pasuk ner mitzvah v'torah or means for what purpose did Hashem give the Jews the Torah and the mitzvahs? That would be their candle with which they would search for the tzaddik emes, with which they would be zeichet to identify who is a tzaddik and how to get close to him, etc. Ad sheniske l'moitzai, until we'll be zeichet to find the true tzaddik. And as the pasuk says, usfas emes tikoin lad, the truth will eventually be established permanently. The Zohar HaKadosh says that there was a goy, that once an apikoros that approached one of the rabbis of the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer Godel, and he said to him, "You Jews say you're the guys that the truth is with you, and we're sheker. We the goyim are sheker. You're full of baloney. There's a pasuk in your Torah that says sfas emes tikon lad, that the truth will be established firmly. Who's established firmly? You guys, you schleppers, or us goyim who are running the whole world?" So this rabbi responded to him, "You don't know your dicta, you don't know your Hebrew grammar. It doesn't konenes loksiv, it doesn't say sfasemes konenes lad, that the truth is established permanently. It says tikoim, the truth will be established. When? At some future, when the right time comes. Today, sheker is on top. Today, sheker is more prevalent than emes. Today, sheker seems to be very firmly established. But the time will come when emes will be established." Paragraph Lamed Vav. Now, Rav Nosson Zal continues the pasuk, one of the pasukim that he quoted earlier. The pasuk says, "Nemoigim eretz v'chol yoishveho, Anoichi tikanti amudeho sela." That the pasuk implies that at one point the world and all of its inhabitants were very shaky, but I, Hashem, established the pillars, you know, like to fix it in place. V'dorsh razal mikrozeh al matan toiro. The Gemara darshins that this pasuk is referring to when Hashem gave the Torah on Har Sinai, that's when the world became solidified. Until then, things were very shaky. So the Gemara says that this pasuk is referring to Matan Torah. She Yisrael misborim atzmon, that Klal Yisrael is priding themselves. She kishehoyu nemoigim oretz v'chol yoshveho koidem Matan Torah. That when the world was shaky, the world and all of its inhabitants were very shaky before Matan Torah. Ki kol hoylam oyu tolui ad shishi besivon. She kiblu Yisrael es ha-Torah. Because we know the Gemara tells us that when it says Yoim Hashishi Vayichulu Hashmayim Voretz, that the world was completed on Yom Hashishi, it's not referring to the sixth day of creation, it's referring to almost 2,500 years later, on the sixth day of Sivan, when Hashem gave the Torah, that's when the world was completed physically. That until then, the world was shaky, very shaky. So the pasuk is saying, "Anoichi tikanti amudeho sela." I am the one. We Klal Yisrael are the ones who established the world firmly in place. We fixed it in position. Kalidei shekibalti es haTorah shamat cheles anoichi. Through our acceptance of the Torah, which begins with that word anoichi, the Ten Commandments, haideze tikanti amudeho. We are the ones who firmly establish the physical world in place, shelo yechrevu, that the world should not be destroyed. Vezehu shenismach miyad, and this is why the next pasuk says immediately afterwards, Omarti lahoylalim al tohoylu. I say to those who want to make a big ruckus, don't make any ruckuses. Hainu shehakosuv metaretz biatzmoy kashyanal. Rav Nosson Zal says that this pasuk is answering a self-evident question. She'im yoimar hoimer, ma tem mesparim shetikantem esoilom shalei chorei vayadei shegevaltem es haTorah. What do you think, why do you Jews think is such big shots that you're priding yourselves that you're the ones who fix the world in place by your acceptance of the Torah? Ve'ikar kiyum ha'olam shezachis ma'idei matan Torah ha'ikar hu emuna shezachis ma'amshech bo'olam. And obviously, the main way that you helped the world be established is by the fact that you were zecha to accept faith in Hashem upon yourselves. Hainu emunas chidesh olam shezeh ha'ikar v'kanal. And we explained earlier that the essence, the most important point of emunah in Hashem is believing in the fact that Hashem created the world, yesh me'ayin, k'may shapir sham Rabbeinu Zal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in the chapter on the Kutumran that this whole halacha is based on in Torah Ches, ma'asham razal, that the Gemara says, shekol ho'ilam hoya toluyat shishi besivon, shehakavonahu, she'emunas chidush ho'ilam, ze hoya toluyat shishi besivon, shekiblo esatoira. Rabbeinu Zal says there that when the Gemara says that the world was shaky until Shishi B'Sivan, what it means is what sustains the world, which is faith in Hashem. Faith in Hashem was shaky until Shishi B'Sivan. When the Torah was given, V'zochu l'ruach nevuah, ruach hakodesh, because at Matan Torah, Klal Yisrael was zochu to a level of prophecy, a level of ruach hakodesh, which Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, that Ruach HaKodesh leads to Birur HaMedameh, v'zochu le'emunas chidush olam, which leads to emunas chidush olam. So if the Goyim would want to say, what do you think you're priding yourself that all of this came about through you? U'be'emes ha'koil echod. Rabbeinu Zal says now, but by the way, this is all really one. Ki kiyum ha'olam kipshutoi shelo yechored shehoyetoli at shishi b'sivon kemoi shupir shaposhet b'maimaral, because the literal interpretation of the Gemara, which is that the world should not be physically destroyed, that the world should be given some permanence to it, that was established on shishi b'sivon, u'ma shepirish Rabbeinu Zal, and Rabbeinu Zal's interpretation of those words in Likut Imran, Shehoilam Ayatoli Pirushoi She'emunas Chidush Oilam Ayatoli, that when we say the world was shaky, we mean that Emuna, which is the aside of the world, that was shaky, the Emuna was shaky. Shnei Pirushim Elu Oilam Mekonechon, these two really blend together as one. Ki HaKoel Echad, because it's all really one. Ki Ze Toli Boze, because these two depend on each other 100%. Ki Iker Kiyum Hoylam Shelei Yechorei V'lo Yachzer HaKoel Toiv Avoyu Chas Hashem Ze Toli Be'emunas Chidush Oilam. Because the main thing that's keeping this world alive, for Hashem not to pull the plug on this world and have the world go back to Tohu V'vohu, is so long as there is emuna, as long as there are people that believe in Hashem and believe in the concept of chidush olam, ki ikar yisoid ha'olam v'kiyumoi hu emuna, because the main foundation of the world and the main thing that sustains the world is emuna. U'kamay shekosev, as the pasuk says, v'chol ma'asehu be'emuna, that everything Hashem has made is be'emuna, is dependent on emuna. V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayem Es Olam Rak B'Zchus Emuna Shel Kol Yisrael. And Hashem continues to sustain the world only in the merit of the Emuna of those Jews that believe. Shema'aminim B'Chidush Olam, who believe in the concept of the world being created from nothing. Shezeu Aschol As Torah Sein HaKadosh, that's the beginning, that's what the Torah begins with. K'may Shekosev, as it says, Bereishis Boro Leikim Es Hashemayim Es Oretz. In the beginning, Hashem created heaven and earth, meaning that there was a point in time when there was no heaven and earth. There was nothing. And Hashem went from nothing to something. All of this is understood and explained in the chapter in Likut Imran, if you look carefully over there. Nimtza. She'ikar kiyum ha'olam shelo yizmoigeg shezoch Yisrael b'shas kabbalas ha'Torah hu b'chinas emunas chidush ha'olam shezoch l'amshechos. So therefore, the main physical power to be able to fix the world in place so that it shouldn't be destroyed, shouldn't become fall apart or become destroyed, which Klal Yisrael was zeichet to at Matan Torah, is based on the Emunah and Chiddush Olam, which Klal Yisrael was zeichet to at that time. V'im Kein, and based on that, Yecholon Hakshes Kashenal, the question that we mentioned earlier, becomes very evident. Ma Po'altam Bazeh, big deal. So you fixed the world in place. So there was Matan Torah. So there was all of this. You told me a couple of pages earlier that with all of that, it ain't enough. The Jews in each and every single generation will still have to go through a Birur Ho'emuna based on the tzaddikim that are living physically in their generation. That it's the Jews of each and every single generation who have to go through a Birur Ho'emuna, which is dependent on the tzaddikim of their generation. So if you're going to ask that question, so then what great success was achieved on Har Sinai if we see that anyway we got to go through all of this again in every generation? Regarding this question, to this question, the Pasuk is responding, Umedaber b'shvil Knesset Yisrael, and the Pasuk is speaking on behalf of the Jewish people, Vo'imer, and saying, Kemispoir, as if we're priding ourselves, Harbe harbe po'alti b'biru ho'emuna shimshachti olai v'kabal satura. Don't think we, the Jewish people, accomplished nothing at Har Sinai. We accomplished a great deal at Har Sinai. Ki po'alti bozeh mash yesh li koyach l'malois piyem shelo azei ponim chatzatz u'leshaber maslois oil. By standing at Har Sinai and receiving the Torah and the Ruach HaKodesh and the Bir Amuna, that's what gives us the ability to fill the mouths, to stuff the mouths of those who want to speak against the tzaddikim amitim and everything. There's a Torah that can disprove them. There's the hashkofa that we were given by Moshe Rabbeinu at that time, and the yisoidoi semuna that we got at that time, that can put them in their place. V'zeh, this is what the pasuk means when it continues over there. Omarti la hoilalim al tohoilu. I said to all those who want to make noise, don't make noise. V'lo rishoim al torimu keren. And to the Rishoim who want to lift up their flag, their banner, don't lift up any banners. Because as a result of Kabbalah Sator and Har Sinai, the Jews were given the ability to subdue and to break and to bring about a Mapola downfall to all of those people who would want to throw dirt and be mevalvel, confuse the world, and block them from getting close to the true tzaddikim. Yesh lenu koyach ato lechapes ulevakesh es hatzadik. And kialidei koyach haTorah shekibalnu b'maimad hanivchar. Because as a result of the power of the Torah, which we received at that chosen ceremony at Har Sinai, we do have the ability, we do have the tools with which to search for the tzaddik, until we'll be zeichet to find him, and to discover the truth, and to do away with all sheker. Now, a person might want to say, this stuff is a little bit dramatic, and this is some hot-blooded chassid, shooting all of this, shooting his mouth off. The answer is, all you have to do is open a Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is not for Hasidim only. Shulchan Aruch is for everybody. Page 1, line 1 of the Shulchan Aruch, which begins with the words, Yizgaber Kuari Lamoy Baboiker, rise up in the morning like a lion, be like a lion and a leopard. And the Ramo explains over there, the Shulchan Aruch explains over there, that means that in order to be Jewish, in order to observe Judaism, a person will have to have the ability to stand up to and to withstand insults, bombardment by those people who will mock them, maligin. And it doesn't limit it to non-Jews, and it doesn't limit it to irreligious Jews, and it doesn't limit it to observe all types of maligen, all 36 flavors, strawberry, chocolate chip, mint, all the different varieties. That's the first page, the first line in Shulchan Aruch, where they're introducing Yiddishkeit. And they felt it was important to put that right up front for a Jew to be aware of what you're dealing with, to know what you're going up against. If a person knows he's got a clear field in front of him, he deals a certain way. If a person sees a sign up that says, mine, minefield, live mines strewn all about here, approach with caution, then the person knows that they have to be very tactful and careful, you know, etc., etc. V'zehu, and this is where the pasuk continues, Al torimu l'amorim karnechem, do not lift up your horn, you know, above. Tedabru betzavor osup, you speak with a crooked neck. Hainu, shelo yelohem oid yecholes lahorim karnom, they will not have the ability any longer to lift up their banner like. Uladaber betzavor osup al tzadikim, and to speak with a crooked, in a crooked manner against the true tzadikim. Why? Ki koyach ve'emuna shezochinu bekabolas ha-toyro yamod lonu le'ezer sheniskal ideizeh lechapeis ulevakeish tzadik ve'emes. Because the great emuna which we were zeichet to receive at Matan Torah, that's what will help us be zeichet to search for and find the true tzadik ad shenizke leskar ve'elov, till eventually we'll be zeichet to come close to him. Vaideizeh nizke levar hamadaba b'shleimus, and will be zecha to purify the medame completely, kefi ador shelachsho, based on, in the manner that it has to be done in this particular generation, ukefi azman vayomelo, and based on current times, vaydeze nizke lemunas chedeshelim b'shleimus, and as a result of finding the true tzaddik and connecting with him properly, will be zecha to have emuna in chedeshelim 100%. Which is what will lead us to the Chiddush Olam of the future, which we mentioned earlier. Rabbi Nizal refers to that, the way that Hashem is going to conduct the world in the future, he refers to that as Eretz Yisrael, Bechinas Eretz Yisrael. Which means that Hashem will be supervising the world very, very closely, that, you know, way above the concept of teva, natural, you know, natural phenomenon. K'mo shekosu b'Torah, and as is written in the Torah, in the Kutim Rahman. V'sehu, this is what the pasuk means when it says over there, Rav Moshe Nisal is explaining like a whole paragraph in the Navi. The pasuk says, ki loy mi moitzo mi maro, v'loy mi midbar horim, ki loy kim shoyfeit, meaning, hainu she'en shum teva bo'ilam klal, means that a person needs to know that there is no east, west, north, south, there's no such thing as derech ha-teva. Rak ha-koil b'ashgachos yizboruch levad, but rather everything is only through Hashem's hashgacha. She'kol zeh nimshach me'emun aschedesh ha'ilam. A Jew is zeichet to all of this by being zeichet to believe in chedesh ha'ilam. She'zeichim al yidei kabola satoiro. In order to be zeichet to emun in chiddush olam, a person has to have ruach hakodesh, which is what Klal Yisrael was zeichet to at Har Sinai. Vayidei hatzadikim shebechol dor v'dor. That, combined with the input of the tzadikim in all the generations, that's what will give Klal Yisrael, you know, the shleimus of birur ha'emuna and birur ha'medame. V'zehu she'siyim, and this is why the pasuk in Tehillim over there concludes by saying, V'chol karnei reshoim agadeya, toroimam no karnes sadeik. Hainu kanal, as we said earlier, she'bekoyach s'chus kabula satoira, she'zehu b'chinas namoigim eretz v'chol yeishveho, that as a result of the s'chus of receiving the Torah, which is associated, which is the concept of that the world was shaky, and at Anoichi, when the Aser HaSadibris were given, that's what established the world in place. That's what gives me the ability to search for the tzaddik, till eventually I'll be zecher to come close to him. The chol karni rishoim, and the power of the rishoim, shemu azeponim, who or the people of Chutzpah, Balei Loshon Hara, Agadeya Vapalesam, I'll destroy them, I'll knock them down. V'karnes Tzadik Toroi Mamno, and the horns of the Tzadik will be elevated. Ki'akol Yiru Be'emes, because all will eventually see the truth. V'akol B'koyach Kabbalah Satorah Shibalnu Kfar, and all of this is dependent on the Kabbalah Satorah that took place thousands of years ago. Was Rav Nosson Zal in this paragraph wanted to explain and show us how either one without the other is impossible. For us to be able to search and find and connect to the tzaddikim in each and every single generation, we could never have done that without having the Torah with us. And that's why the Torah had to be given in the way that it's been given. And that, combined with the koyach of the tzaddikim in every generation, will bring the world to a complete tikkun, and will bring Klal Yisrael to a complete tikkun. V'zehu shemevakeshes Knesset Yisrael me'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Nosson Zal says now we could understand what Klal Yisrael is asking of Hashem in Shir HaShirim, when the pasuk says Hagidoli she'ohavo nafshi echo sire echo tarbitz bat zohoroyim shalomo eheye ko'itjo aledrei chavirecho. Upirish Rashi, Rashi HaKadosh in Shir HaShirim explains she'tzohorayim marames al toikef hagolus, that the word tzohorayim, which means afternoon, when the sun is setting, or when at, actually tzohorayim usually refers to, I think, when the sun is hottest, which means it's a time of difficulty, that refers to the Jews in exile. Ayin shom b'pirish Rashi, look over there in Rashi, she'pirish Rashi shom mevoyer heitev linyoneinu. The explanation that Rashi gives over there ties in beautifully to what we're discussing. Ki Shlomo HaMelech Olav HaShalom Roa Beruach HaKodesh Shebetoikev HaGolos Hamar Hazeh Biachrus HaYomim Yizgabru Huazei Ponim Mo'id. Shlomo HaMelech, with his Ruach HaKodesh, was able to foresee that when we would get towards the end of the exile, which is where we are today, the Azei Ponim, the people that have chutzpah, would rise up in a very powerful way. Kamo Yisham Razal, as the Gemara says at the end of Soto, Be'ukva de Meshicha, chutzpah yazgi. That when we get to the time, when you can almost hear the footsteps of Moshiach, there's going to be a lot of chutzpah in the generation at the time. Chutzpah means audacity. And the truth will be nederes. That's the wording of the Gemara, meaning that each and every group, there'll be many groups, many different groups, running around waving a banner of truth. That we are the true servants of Hashem. Or we are the true people who know what the definition of good life is. Ve'ein toichocha. And there will not be any real sincere reprimand. V'chulu, etc. Umigoy del his gabruso as a ponomo bali loshnahoro nizbalbel hoilo moid moid. And as a result of the fact that these azeponim and people who speak loshnahora are going to rise up, it's going to bring an incredible confusion to the world, a lack of clarity. Venase kategoria gedoilo bena tamidichachomim. And there's going to be a tremendous amount of machloikis among the rabbis, among the religious people. Ad sheyev sholeida hechano emes, to the point where it's going to be just about impossible for a person, for a Jew, to figure out where the truth lies. Shezehu ikar chevle Moshiach sheesnabu olav nevienu v'chachmeinu zechon avrochon. This is the main suffering which our prophets and our rabbis foresaw and told us, that when it comes close to the coming of Moshiach, the people are going to suffer in a very serious way. This is what they were referring to, this lack of clarity regarding the truth. And this is why the Jewish people, or the Shekhinah, cries out to Hashem with a bitter cry, saying, Hagidoli, she'avo nafshi, echo sira, echo tzarbitz b'tzoraim, shu choyim hayoyim. Tzoraim is like the hottest part of the day. Shehu eis koshel atzoin, which is a very difficult period of time for the sheep that are outside, you know, trying to pasture. Shemarames al Toikef HaGolus. This is referring to the most severe time of Golus, of exile. Hainu Shemavakeshes Knesset Yisrael Sheyagid LaKadosh Baruch Hu Eicha Hu Roye Ve'Eicha Hu Roye Vetzes Tzoyin Marisa Batzarayim. The Jewish people are begging Hashem that Hashem should reveal His Ratzon. Hainu B'Soyf HaGolus Amar Hazeh Sheroyu Fa'olam Ein Yoyden Heichan Hu Aroye Emes. And he's referring to the time towards the end of the exile, when most Jews are going to be wandering around not knowing who is the true shepherd, who is the true tzaddik. Al-Kain mevakeshes Knesset Yisrael Hashem Yisborah sheyigalehu emes l'Yisrael. And therefore the Shekhinah is begging Hashem that Hashem should reveal the truth to the Jewish people. V'yigalehem heichon hu royes tzoynoi. And Hashem should reveal to the Jewish people how he's planning to who's going to be the shepherd, meaning heichon hu aroya emes sheroya samoy v'tzayin marisoy beemes lamitoy koroy, who is the real true qualified shepherd to take care of Hashem's sheep. V'ze shalomo ehye koitio aled rei chavirecho haynu sheknesses Yisrael sheyashchino sheyagdush shel Yisrael sheshechenes b'soy chatzadik v'akshirim shebedoer. Rav Nosson Zal explains that Knesset Yisrael, which is the Shekhinah, which is the holiness of the Jewish people, which resides within the tzaddikim and the truly religious people, this holiness is crying out and begging Hashem, Mipnei ma haksherim huamitim shebedoer, hamakurovim latzaddik yemes, Sheshom Shor Hashchina Shebichnas Knesset Yisrael, Heim Mevuzozim Kol Kach. Why is it that the truly religious people of the generation, who are close to the true tzaddik, Heim Mevuzim Kol Kach, they are so insulted, Umurachakim Oysam B'chol Minei Harchokos, and they're being rejected and pushed away in so many different ways? Because the people who have the chutzpah, they have confused the world. To the point where there are many people who are false leaders, who have become famous. Mamish, they've gotten recognition and they're renowned as leaders. And even those people who are true, who are good leaders, unfortunately, even among them, there has broken out machloikis, tremendous machloikis, at she'ef shel roi voilom leida hechanu atzadik emes, sheyochil lahanegas Yisrael koroi, to the point where the majority of Klal Yisrael have no idea where the tzadik emes is, who's qualified to lead the Jewish people properly. V'lo yoid, not only don't they know who is the true leader, who is the true tzadik, but rather they make trouble and they insult in very severe ways those who are close to the true tzaddik. They turn the truth around, and to the true tzaddik they call him a rosho, and those people who are truly religious are despised, they're looked down upon, as if they were the rejects, they were the irreligious people, they were the no goodniks. And they say to the truly religious people, don't touch me, as is found unfortunately in our times due to our tremendous sins. This is what's meant by the pasuk Shalomo ehye koit yaled rei chavirecho. Shehashchina emeres hakshirim bemes sheshom hashchina heim doimim ka'avelim uchenizoifim chas v'shalom aled rei chavirecho. The Shekhinah is saying that those people who are truly religious, where the Shekhinah resides with them, they can be compared to mourners or people that have been put excommunicated by the rest of Klal Yisrael. Shehem Shar Hamanhigim. The words Edrei Chavirecha refers to the other leaders, Hamisnasim Barabonos Shalahem, who rise up with their leadership positions, their rabbinical positions, keilu hem chaverim laKadosh Baruch Hu, as if they are Hashem's buddies. VaKadosh Baruch Hu mischaber imam levad, and as if Hashem is only close to them. V'sakshirim ha'amitim hem marachakim kinizoifim chas v'shalom, whereas the truly religious people, them they push away, they reject them as if they are, they're people like that are an excommunicated. This is all due to the fact that the truth has become so hidden. As a result of the machloikis that's risen up, which has been instigated by these people who have this tremendous chutzpah. So this is what the Shekhinah is asking Hashem. Like, why does it have to be this way? And how do we find the true tzaddik in these circumstances? V'zehu shemei shevlo Hashem yisbarach. And to this, Hashem responds, "Im lo yisaydi lo chayofo banoshim, dahinu shashem yisborach meishiv l'knesses Yisrael. Im eina to yodea eich lisnaig l'mi liskariv. If you don't know to whom, to which tzaddik to come close to, tse'iloch be'ikvei hatzoin, the pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, upirish Rashi, and Rashi on that pasuk in Shir Hashirim says, Histakel bedarki avoisecho atoivim. Study the ways of your forefathers. Study the good things they did. Vahaloich acharehem, and follow their example. Ureiyes gdiyosayich v'chulu, etc. Rav Nosson Zal explains what Rashi says there. Hainu ma shomarnu leil. This goes back to what we said previously. Ki afal pi she'achshov nizbalbel ho'ila moid ve'en yoidim heichenu emes. Despite the fact that today there's such confusion in the world and people don't know where the truth is, where's the truth, tzaddik? Afal pikein kvar hikdam Hashem yisborach refua. Despite that, Hashem has already prepared the antidote to this in advance. Shezochinu lekabel es haTorah. Hashem gave us the Torah on Har Sinai a few thousand years ago. V'onu tzrichen leilech be'ikvei atzoin b'derach avoyseinu b'derach haToyro shemosalonu Moshe v'chachameinu zal midor ledor. And it's our duty to follow the path, the well-trodden path of our forefathers, the path of the Torah which Moshe Rabbeinu and the other chachamim gave to Klal Yisrael and passed it on from generation to generation. Shekol chachmeinu unevienu zichronim levracha chibru lanu sforim kedoshim v'yikorim, whereby all the rabbis of the different generations prepared, they wrote holy sforim, precious sforim, v'hoiru lanu darchei haTorah, and they taught us the path of the Torah, v'anu tzrichim leilech b'kvoisam, and it's our duty to follow in their footsteps. And by doing that, by fulfilling Torah Moshe with the commentaries of the Torah Shebal Peh, of the Gemara, and the true rabbis of the path, that's what will open our eyes in the present and give us the ability to realize and to locate the Tzadik HaDor of today. She'ikar birur hu emuna al yodoi, who has the ability to improve our emuna to the greatest degree. V'zehu, this is what's meant by the pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Urei es gdiyoy sayich al mishkenoy saroyim, shaydei koyach haToyro, shezehu b'chinas tzi'iloch b'ikvei atzoin kanal. But through the study of Torah, which is what's being referred to in that previous pasuk, Tziloch Bikvei Atzoin, Hayidei Zed Tizke Knesses Yisrael Be'emes Lirois Gidiyosov Eitzel Horoyim Amitiyim. That's what will enable Klal Yisrael today to locate and to connect with the true shepherds of today, the true tzaddik of today. Ki Hayidei Koyach HaTorah Shekibalnu Kvar, because it's through the Torah of the Peh, the Torah that we received thousands of years ago. If we'll attach ourselves to that and study it properly, that'll guide us as to who is the tzaddik of today and how to connect to him properly, etc., etc. Paragraph Lamed Ches. V'ze b'chinas sfira. This is the concept of the mitzvah of counting the Omer between
Pesach and Shavuos, Shetzrichin Lisfoyer Hayomim Sheva Shavuos Koidim Kabbalas HaTorah, whereby we count the days 7 weeks before Kabbalas HaTorah. Kaidei Sasfiro Mevarin Hamidame the Kanal, because we learned earlier in this halacha that counting is a concept of Birur Hamidame, clarifying, bringing clarity to something, something that's unclear. V'alkein tzrichen lispoer hayomim, and it's for this reason that this is the introduction to Kabbalas HaTorah, counting days. K'alidei shesoifrim hayomim, alidei ze mamshichim kedushas birur hamedame, shu kedushas ho'emuna, al kol yoim v'yoim shel kol ha'shona. Because it's through this counting of these 49 days, we draw upon ourselves this concept of birur hamedame, a clarification, which is synonymous with emuna, as Rabbeinu Zal shows in the chapter on Likutei Imran that this halacha is based on, Torah Ches in the second half of Likutei Imran, that Birur Hamedame is synonymous with emuna, and this brings about a Birur Hamedame and a hischachus of emuna for the entire year. Why? How do these 49 days affect the entire year? Ki elu hasheva shabosos hem keneged shivas yemei bereishis, because these 7 weeks correspond to the 7 days of creation. V'kol echod kol mishiva, and each one of the 7 days of creation has inside of itself a degree of all seven combined. Sheze b'chinas klolius kol hayomim, which is the totality of all days. Hainu, this means Shebesfira, that during these 49 days of Sfira, onu mamshichim al atzmenu kedushas kabbalas haTorah shu birur hamedame birur ho'emuna ba'ofen shenizke liyisoid ho'emuna kol yemei olam. We prepare a foundation of birur hamedame and birur emuna to establish a foundation that'll work for our entire lives and for all of time. Afal pi she is gabra baldover beza bilbul she is gaber kefi is gabrusa b'chol yom echodosh, meaning that even though the Yetzirah, who's called the baldover, will try to do everything he can, he'll come up with new tricks every single day to try to draw us away from emuna, from bir hamadame, from serving Hashem, from coming close to the tzaddikim. Afal pi kein yelon ukoyach levarer hu emuna. Despite all of his tricks, we, through our Birur Hamedame and Birur Ho'emuna, which we'll get through the Tzadikim, who we come close to, will be able to overcome the Yetzahara. Ki yihi elonu koyach levakshom ulemoitzom alidei kedushas yesoid ho'emuna shehem shachnu aleinu bekabola satoira alidei shesofarnu memtes yimei sfira shebohem onu nitorim mizu amasanocha shubilbul amedame v'zoichen lemuna shlema lahamshich b'chol yoim v'yoim. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, by coming close to these tzaddikim, you know, by following this plan, we will have the ability to seek out and to find the true tzaddikim through by the foundation that's being laid during these 49 days and Kabbalas HaTorah. Because during these 49 days, we're purifying ourselves from the filth of the snake, which is synonymous with Bilbul Hamedame, as we learned several pages ago. That the Nochosh, that's what he was all about, this Bilbul Hamedame. And we'll be Zeche Temuna Shlema, Ad Shezeche Mevarer Ha'amuna B'Shlemos, till we'll be Zeche to a complete clarity of faith in Hashem. V'ikar HaKadusha Shonu Mamshich Maleinu Loilam, and Rav Nosson Zal says the main holiness that we're trying to draw upon ourselves is that we should be zeiche to find the true tzaddik, you know, who has the ability to bring us close to Hashem. Paragraph Lamites. V'zehu hoishio Hashem ki gomar chosid ki fasu emunim mibnei adam. This is a pasuk in Tehillim where Dovra Melech cries out to Hashem. She Dovra Melech tsoyek lifnei Hashem izborach. Hoishio Hashem ki gomar chosid. Hainu shenistalku hachasidim vatzadikim amitim. Hashem, you know that the true tzadikim, the true chasidim, have passed away. Vaydeze niskalkalo hoemuno bavanesen ramkanal. And once they're not around, what falls? The emuna falls. Because the tzadikim are the ones, are the masters at giving over faith in Hashem to Klal Yisrael. They are the ones, this is their message. We say it on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, atzosoy emuna, that the eitz of the tzaddik, the main limud of the tzaddik is faith in Hashem, faith in the Torah, faith in everything that's holy. And if that tzaddikim are gone, then obviously our emuna level has taken a dive. Vezehu kifasu emunim ibnei adam, that emuna has fallen away from mankind. Ki ikruhu emuna nimshach al yedei tzaddikim v'chasidim amitiyim, because the main ones who infuse Klal Yisrael with real emuna is the tzaddikim, the chasidim. Vezehu shov yedabru ish esrayehu. People speak falsely to each other. Haynu shedover hamelech l'shalom misoinein voimer shafel pi shebevadai ein dor yosoim. Dover hamelech is bemoaning the fact that even though it's true that there's no such thing as a completely orphaned generation, a generation that has no leadership, ובוודאי נמצאים צדיקים אמיתיים גם בדור הזה. However, and most definitely, there are true tzaddikim even in this generation, even in our generation. Avol, but there's a problem. Avol habalei loshon hara, v'ho azeponim mevalvelim esoilam ad she'ein yodim heichon emes kanal. However, the problem is that there are people who speak loshon hara and who have tremendous chutzpah. They have the audacity to open up a mouth against the true tzaddikim, and thereby bring total confusion into Klal Yisrael, where people suddenly don't know who's who. I thought this one was a tzaddik, but did you hear what this person said? This person said they're crazy, they're all nuts, and this person said this, and this person said that. Vezehu shov yedabru ishes reyehu spas chalokus. Shehem Bali Loshon Hara, the Pasuk there is referring to these Bali Loshon Hara. Shaydeze gomar chosed ufasu emunim. That's what makes it seem as if there's no solution, there's nothing to do. Ki ein yoidim heichon atzadik emes v'kanal, because people are lost, they don't know where is the true tzadik. Valze siyem David biatzmoy v'yomer, and therefore David HaMelech concludes and says as follows: Shashem Yisborach yishma tfilosoy, that Hashem should accept his tfilo. Ve'yichrois kol abalei loshon hara mecharcharei riv horoitzim lahastras atzadik, and Hashem should destroy these people who speak loshon hara, these people who try to instigate against the true tzaddikim and hide them from Klal Yisrael. Vezehu yichrois Hashem kol sifse chalokois loshon medaberes gedoilois asher omru lilshoineinu nagber sfaseinu itonu miyodon lanu. This is exactly what Rav Nosson, what Dovid HaMelech writes over there. Shoimrim, these people say shein lehem odon, I'm not afraid of him, he's not my boy, he's not my Rebbe, he's not my boss, I can say anything I want. She'enom roitzim lahamin b'tzadikim amitiyim. They refuse to believe that there are true tzadikim, that there were true tzadikim, and that there are true tzadikim today. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yachris oisam. May Hashem wipe them out. Ki mishoy daniyim umeyen kasev yoinim. Sheheim haksherim huaniim vuevyoinim horoitzim be'emes lehiskari lotzadikemes. This pasuk, these words are referring to the fact that there are sincere Jews in every generation. Poor little Yiddelich who would love to come close to a true tzaddik, they'd love to believe in tzaddikim. Sheshoydedin moysom, whereby these people rob them of that opportunity by the things that they say. And they insult them. Vehem noyakim v'tzoyakim l'Hashem Yisborach migoydel tzorosom. And these people end up crying out to Hashem from the tremendous suffering that they have of being harassed and being harangued. Yokom Hashem Yizborach V'yoshia Yisim V'eskol Yisrael. And may Hashem help them, save them, and save all of Klal Yisrael. V'zehu mishoid aniyim me'en kasev yoinim ato okom yoymer Hashem oshis b'yesha yofiach loy. Umeforish haposik. The posik is explaining aydeimatia ha'yeshua. What's going to be the solution to this problem? What's going to be the salvation? Haloiho emes nizbal be'omoid. We see that the truth has become confused completely. People are all, nobody knows where it's, you know, who's real, who's not real. Valze mesayim haposuk imrois Hashem amorois tohoirois. The words of Hashem are pure words. Hainu ki kvar hiktim Hashem yizborach refu lamaka. Hashem has already prepared the solution, the cure. V'nosan lanu es ha-toira mikvar. Hashem gave us the Torah thousands of years ago. V'idei koyach ha-toira shekibalnu, yesh lanu koyach lehiskayim gamato. And it's through the Torah that we received from Moshe Rabbeinu, we have the ability to exist now also. V'lizkois levakesh es ha-tzadik u'emes, and to be zochet, to seek out the true tzadik, ad shenim tzoysekanal, to the point where we'll be zeicha to find him. When? If we learn Torah the right way. Here again, if a person sits down to learn a Gemara with all kinds of preconceived baloney, he looks at himself as a professor, as a Talmud Chacham, a Rav, a Goyin, he thinks highly of himself. And it's him and the Gemara, they're partners now, partners in learning. Me and Hashem, or me and Rabbi Akiva, we're both sort of on the same level. Maybe he knew a little bit more than me. We're going to sit down and we're going to go at it together. And I'm gonna swallow up this Gemara. I'm gonna have it in my pocket, and I'll have what to quote to people. I'll have what to look big, to look intelligent, to look learned, to look religious to people. If a person sits down to learn with that kind of attitude, that's not what Rav Nosson Zal is talking about. If a person sits down with an attitude that this is the most precious thing that in all the worlds, that Hashem has given Klal Yisrael the ultimate weapon, the ultimate book, the book of all secrets, secrets of life, and this has everything in it, and I am nothing, I am nobody, I haven't begun to learn, I haven't begun to know, I haven't begun to perfect myself, and I'm sitting down now trying to drink every page, every line, every word, trying to understand it exactly the way it appears, simple, bepshitus, betmimus, with simple sincerity. And I'm going to try, and whatever I learn, I'm going to try to fulfill. And I'm going to ask Hashem to guide me to understand it properly, to understand what's written here properly, not to misinterpret things, not to know exactly what applies and how it applies to me, etc., etc. If a person learns that way, his limud ha-toira will open his eyes. His limud ha-toira will guide him to be able to see who's real, who's less real, who's more real. And when he finds the real McCoy, when he finds a true tzaddik, despite all the commotion and all the confusion, and despite all the nasty things that many, many people will say about that true tzaddik and his followers, even big rabbis, very, very big rabbis, and small rabbis, and long beards, and small beards, and professors, all of it will be for the bathroom. The person won't be impressed because his honesty and his own honesty and sincerity and the knowledge, the information that Hashem has given him through the Torah will guide him to be able to know what's real and what's less real and to make the right connections. V'zehu, and this is what the Pasuk means when it says, Imrois Tohoirois, that the Torah is pure and holy words. Shehi ha-Torah, that's the Torah, mezukok shivosaim, has been refined and refined 49 times. Rav Nosson Zal says, shivosaim daiko. Look how the pasuk here refers to this 7 times 7. Sheva pomim sheva, kemo shepirish Rashi sham, as Rashi HaKodesh says over there, Zeo bechinas memtes yimei asfira. This is referring to the 49 days of the Omer. Shebohem anu zeichen lahamshich leinu kedushas kabbalas haTorah, kedushas emunah. It's during those 49 days that we're trying to prepare ourselves and to draw upon ourselves the holiness of the Torah, the holiness of pure faith in Hashem. Ad sheniske liyisoid huemuna kol yemei olam, to the point where we will establish a foundation of faith that'll last us permanently, eternally. Afal pi shebirur huemuna b'chol yoyim b'chol zman, tzrichem daika lidei oisei atzadik sheboisei zman daika. Even though what we said earlier is true, that in order to do the proper Birur Hemuna for the year 2001 that we're in right now, for the year Tov Shin Samach Aleph, and in order to be zeichet to the proper Emuna in Hashem, in Torah and everything, in Tov Shin Samach Aleph, you need the Tzaddik of Tov Shin Samach Aleph, you need today's Tzaddik to teach you exactly how to interpret, how to apply the Torah for today. Asher al kein mizgaber habaldover daika beyoser al hatzadik shiboisedor. And it's for this reason that the Yetzer Hara tries to do everything he can to do battle against today's tzadik, the tzadik hador of today. Machma shebozeh hador ikar biru hoemuna al yodoi daika v'kanal, because the Yetzer Hara knows that today this tzadik is the one who's in the best position to help today's Jews be matzliach, be successful in their Yiddishkeit. Afal pikein, despite all of that, al yedei kabbalas haTorah, by a Jew accepting the Torah properly, she'oz nizbararo ho'emuna, through which the person is zeichet to refine his faith. Zochino al yedei zeh she'ilonu koyach b'cholda. That's what helps us, that in each and every single generation, kol yimei hoylam, for the all of time, lizkois lechapeis es hatzadik, it gives us the ability to know how to search for the tzadik, velimtza yoysen, to find him, uleskar evelov kanal, and to come close to him. The Torah teaches you all of that. That's the instruction manual to know what is a tzadik. Where do I find him? How do I look for him? Once I find him, what's the next step? How do I come close? How do I come closer? How do I come closest? How do I remain permanently attached to him? All of those questions. Shezeo b'chinas memtes yimei asfira. This is the concept of those 49 days of the Omer. Shebohem anu mamshichem yesoid v'emuna al kol yimei hoylam. During those days, we draw upon ourselves. We establish a foundation of solid faith for our entire lives. Kidei she'yeh lanu koyach b'chol yoyim tomid lechapeis v'limtzeis hatzadik emes. To be able to have the ability every day of the year, 365 days a year, to know exactly how to search for the tzadik today. V'zehu, and this is what the pasuk means when it says further, Ato Hashem tishmerim, you Hashem will watch over them, Titzrenu min hador zu li'olam, min hador zu daikol. You'll protect us from this generation. Rav Nosson says, look what it says, this generation. Shaidei haTorah shekibalnu achar zikuch memtes yimei asfira. Because it's through the Torah that a Jew is zeichet to receive on the holiday of Shavuos, after having gone through 49 days of refinement, of preparing himself and purifying himself. Shezeo b'chinas mezukok shivosayim, this 7x7 period of refinement, al yidei zeh ato Hashem tishmerim tetzrenu min hador zu li'olam, shetishmer es Yisrael mehamisnagdim v'azeponim hamizgabrim keneged atzadik sheboyis hador daiko. That'll be our protection, that'll be our shield, to be able to withstand all the nonsense, all the garbage that's thrown by today's misnagdim, by today the people today who are anti today's tzaddik. V'zehu titzrenu min hador zu li'olam, shetishmor es Yisrael hakshir mechol dor v'dor min habilbulim sheboyis hador daiko. You Hashem will protect the Jews of every single generation from the bilbulim of their time. Every generation is different. Different type of bilbulim, different times of misnagdim. In the 1800s, it was this. The misnagdim were from outside of Breslov. In the 1900s, it's a different flavor. Then it was chocolate. Today it's strawberry, mint, vanilla, mocha. Shoimrim sheyefsher sheyir bozeh hador tzadi godol v'chidish kozeh kanal. Whereby there are people who say the people today are saying it's impossible that in today's times there should be such a great tzaddik. You know. There are many of them that say, sure, during the time of the Gemara, during the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, of course I believe in tzaddikim. Of course I believe that then they were tzaddikim who had Ruach HaKodesh and who were in a position to advise Klal Yisrael every step of the way. However, they refuse to accept today's tzaddik, the tzaddik of this generation. V'zehu, and this is why the pasuk continues over there. Soviv Rishoim Yishalochun Kirum Zulus Levnei Odom Shaharishoim Mizgabrim Keneged Tzadik. The Rishoim try to do battle against the Tzadik. Shemeirim Nefoshois Mizilusa De Galusa. The Tzadik who takes those Jews who are in Zulus, those Bnei Odom who are in Zulus, they're in the Zulus, they're in the African jungles, they're all the way down, the Zilusa, and to elevate them to Rum, to the highest places. Umachzer Yisrael b'tshuva, and they help Klal Yisrael to be zecher to do tshuva. Shezeu b'chinas krum zulus. That's what these two words are referring to. Shemeirim oisam mizilusa de galusa. The tzaddik who takes those Jews who are in the depths of Golus and pull them out of it. V'alkein horishoim ha-misnagdim yishalchu soviv. And this is why the pasuk says that the misnagdim encircle this tzaddik. What do you mean, encircle? Lahastiru lahalim ho-emes. Trying to cover up and hide the truth. Al yidei goydel machlokosam. Through the tremendous machlokas that they make against the tzaddik. Usfas chalokus v'loshen medaberes gdoilo shelehem. And through their smooth tongue, by speaking Lashon Hara, and saying all kinds of great things about themselves that aren't really true, etc., etc. Avol HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yichroi Soysam B'Koyach HaTorah Shekibalnu Kvar. However, Hashem will eliminate them through the Torah that we've received already from Moshe Rabbeinu. Shehu Bechinas Imrois Hashem Amoris Tahirois Mezukok Shevasayim. V'yishmerenu Oysam Min Ador. And Hashem will save us from today's tzoras. V'yekarei voisono letzadik u'emes, Hashem will bring us close to the true tzadik. Shaydeze nizke labir hamedame, shubir hu'emuna b'shleimus, k'moy shetzrichim achshov bozeh hador, bozeh hazman, k'fi chidish maise bereishis shebecholim kanal. To give us exactly what's needed for today's times in terms of Yiddishkeit. Paragraph Mem. V'alkein kidmu birchas amoyrois kodim kriyishma. Rav Nosson Zal says, now you could understand why in the Tefillah of Shachris, before we say the Shema, first we say the special brachos, Yoytzer Oro V'Rechoyshe, Choyse, that speak about the sun and the moon and the lanterns, the special lights. Afal pi shein lohem shaychas lebirchas kriya Shema l'choyra. Even though, if you look at it, a person would say, what does this have anything to do with the Shema? I don't understand the connection. These blessings are like the introduction to the Shema. I don't see any connection. Kemavura hakashi zois bepoiskim, as is discussed in the Shulchan Aruch. The rabbis of the Shulchan Aruch ask this question. Hachal pianal mavur. However, based on what we've explained here, you'll understand it very well. Ki kriya Shema, shehu emunas hayichud, shehu emunas chidish olam. Because Kriya Shema is where we express our faith in the oneness of Hashem. And it's where we express the fact that we believe that Hashem created the world something from nothing. Ki bevadai eifshar lahamin biyichud ha'isborach kiyem geshemaminim b'chidish olam. Because it's definitely impossible for a person to believe in the oneness of Hashem unless the person is prepared to accept the fact that Hashem created the world something from nothing.